Nebraska Extension Almanac.
With a relatively mild fall, producers haven't had to worry about lice infecting cattle. But with colder weather, lice can become a performance problem. Nebraska Extension educator Dave Boxler talks about some of the signs producers need to keep an eye out for that might indicate a lice problem.
We had a very mild November like we've had in previous years. And historically, that's when we used to see a lot of cattle lice applications being applied. But with the warm weather, it really is counterproductive to make applications when it's so nice out, because the lice are still in a period of dormancy, and they oversummer on an animal, but they don't feed. So they're just there. It's almost like hibernation. But as we have moved into late November and now into December, we're starting to see the more winter-like conditions coming forward. They will peak, the populations will peak in February.
Dave talks about several key symptoms that might signal a lice infestation.
I encourage producers to look at their cattle frequently. Check the fence lines. If they see hair hanging off fences or boards, that's a sign that the cattle are maybe experiencing some lice issues. There's some other issues that can cause shedding, certainly poor nutrition and whatnot. So I encourage producers, if they can, to bring their cattle in. It doesn't take a number of head, but maybe four or five. Bring them into the chute and do what we call a two-handed hair parting. And you can do this on the cheeks, the withers, and the top line. And those are pretty good areas where you can pick up the lice if they're there. And we have kind of a rating based on the number of lice per square inch. 1 to 5 lice per square inch is a low population, so you don't necessarily need to treat at that moment, but you're going to have to continue to monitor. 6 to 10 treatment is going to be likely needed very soon, so you might as well go ahead and make the application if you have the product available. More than 10, most definitely. That's what we call a heavy population, and you're going to see a significant impact on your animals with a population of 10 or more lice per square inch. And we've got a number of different lice species that can be found on Nebraska cattle. The chewing or biting louse, we call it the little red louse, feeds on hair, skin debris, and things like that. And that can be found, that louse can be found usually on the top line and the shoulders. But under heavy populations, it can be found anywhere on the animal. Years ago, when we saw more cattle or with white faces, why you could see patches of blue through the white hair, and those would be the little blue louse species. This particular louse species doesn't move very far, so it stays attached in small patches, and the numbers can get really high quickly and certainly can impact weight gain. And also, if the mother cow is infested, it certainly can cause some reduction in milk. So the impact can be significant with the blood feeding species. You can get anemia. And usually with the chewing louse, you're going to lose a lot of hair. So that increases stress levels, because that hair acts as a means of protection during the cold period. And so it really is important to make a treatment once they see some of these signs and symptoms out there.
Stay tuned to Extension Almanac for part two of this discussion, where Dave talks about treatment options should you begin to see a lice infestation. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.